Fulcha, and welcome to Celtic Cafe Radio, bringing you the best Celtic music from around the world. This is your host for the next hour, Mark Gallagher, inviting you to add a touch of the Celt to your day. Well, it's the 1st of April, and you know what that means. It's time for some levity, some humor, to be funny, right here on Celtic Cafe Radio.
I'll tell you how it was with me. If to listen you were willing, in your house behind your hill, where I had lately been distilling, I slung a keg across me back and started out at daylight coolie. With customers I did not like, it was all at all in Ballyhooley. I thought it wiser to delay my homeward way for fear of peelers, and in that way I spent the day at dining with the whiskey dealers. And as the chaise and I came down and I had got me money duly, I bid goodnight to all was there and started home from Ballyhooly. My heart was like the mountain dew that I had brewed among the heather, and on me way I chanced to spy a lad and lassie walk together. Her neck was like the mountain snow, cheeks like roses blossom newly, She's a voice like music, soft and low. She's a flower of Ballyhooly. This young man quickly left her side. It was afraid of me that he was, and still the lassie did not hide. Twas in love with me that she was, and quickly up beside her came. Says I, fair maid, I love you truly, and if your parents gives consent, to be me bride in Ballyhooly. Behind yon hill I have a house, two fine greyhounds and a ferret, and I have a little still, the drop it makes with you I share it. And I have got a feather bed with sheets and blankets purchased newly. Besides, I have a ring to wed to be me bride in Ballyhooly. Her cherry cheeks, they grew more red during the time that we were talking, and still she hung her little head and viewed the ground where we were walking. She says, young man, if you're content, and if you say you love me truly, and if me parents give consent, I'll be a bride in Ballyhooly. I asked her name, she said it was Jane, and that her second name was Cooley. And then I asked her when we wed, she said the sooner wed the better. So I went and asked her parents' land to see if they would let me get her. They said they would, they wished us luck. We started out for Father Cooley, and at the hour of 12 o'clock he died, and out in Ballyhooly. Now the wedding that we had that day, the people came in uninvited. The piper played for every squat, and Jane she sang and I recited. The punching flow like a waterfall, that from the still had just come newly. And in that way we gaily spent our honeymoon in Ballyhooly. The wedding presents that we got, none of them was made nor shabby. Me auntie Dot, she bought some cloth to make some dresses for the babby. The invitations then went round to friends that we had just made newly. A lighter heart could not be found than mine that night in Ballyhooly. It's 15 years since we're wed, still in every way we're thriving. Me Jane, she is a dandy, yet it's down the hill of life we're driving. The family has increased in store, 15 daughters, all unruly. Me bonny Jane, she is the queen, and I'm the king of Ballyhooly. All of punches, all of taste, and all of Asian, all of toddy. Me veemir meshka, course of rain, the grass and ducks and tay a cappy. Idle dum, the deedle day, a bone be idle day dum.
This is your host, Mark Gallagher, and it's April 1st. That means it's April Fool's Day, or April Fool's Weekend, whichever you prefer. Be funny the whole weekend, and we are funny the whole show. We've got some humorous songs here, and we opened up with the Screaming Orphans from Donegal with The Humor Is On Me Now, and then Tom O'Carroll with The Humors of King of Ballyhooly. So we're keeping it light and funny the whole hour, and we're going to do some tongue twisters now. So here's Hair of the Dog with Mary Mac.
Mary Mac's mother's making Mary Mac marry me.
My mother's making me marry Mary Mac.
I'm going to marry Mary, so Mary won't care me. Well, I'm feeling merry when I marry Mac.
Ta-ta-da-da-ta-da-da-ta-da.
This little girl, her name is Mary Mac. Make no mistake, she's a girl I'm gonna track. A lot of other fellas wanna get her on her back, but I'm thinking that they'll have to get her burly. Mary Mac's mother's making Mary Mac marry me.
My mother's making me marry Mary Mac.
I'm gonna marry Mary, so that Mary won't care me. Well, I'm feeling merry when I marry Mary Mac. This sweet lass, she's got a lot of class, got a lot of cash, she thinks I'm a gas. I'll be a silly ass, let the matter pass. Her father teaches her to do it fairly. Mary Mac's mother's making Mary Mac marry me.
My mother's making me marry Mary Mac.
I'm gonna marry Mary, so the Mary won't care me. Well, I'll be feeling merry when I marry Mary Mac. mother can get an awful lot together. And fight together, you ever see the one without the other. And people wonder whether it is Mary or mother. And both think it's important. Well, Mary Mac's mother making Mary Mac marry me.
My mother's making me Mary, Mary Mac.
I'm gonna marry Mary, so the Mary wants to carry me. Well, I'm feeling Mary, when I marry Mary Mac. This set of pearly name is Mary Mac, and making no mistake, she's a villain on track. None of other pillows on the get around the back, but I think it'll have to be pearly. Mary Mac's mother took a Mary Mac, marry me.
My mother's making me Mary, Mary Mac.
I'm gonna marry Mary, so the Mary will take care of me. Well, I'm feeling Mary, when I marry Mary Mac.
Bog down in the valley, oh, 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 the rattling bog, bog down in the valley, oh. In this bog there was a hole, a rare hole, a rattling hole, hole in the bog down in the valley, oh. Oh, oh, the rattling bog, a bog down in the valley, oh. Oh, oh, the rattling bog, a bog down in the valley, oh. In this hole there was a tree, a rare tree, a rattling tree, a tree in the hole, and a hole in the bog down in the valley, oh. Oh, oh, the rattling bog down in the valley, oh. Oh, oh, the rattling bog, a bog down in the valley, oh. On this tree there was a limb, a rare limb, a rattling limb. Limb on the tree in the hole, and the hole in the bog down in the valley, oh. Oh, oh, the rattling bog, a bog down in the valley, oh. Oh, oh, the rattling bog, a bog down in the valley, oh. On this limb there was a branch, a rare branch, a rattling branch. Branch on a limb, on a limb, on a tree, and the tree in the hole, and the hole in the bog down in the valley, oh. Oh, oh, the rattling bog, a bog down in the valley, oh. Oh, oh, the rattling bog, a bog down in the valley, oh. On this branch there was a twig, a rare twig, a rattling twig. Twig on the branch, and the branch on the limb, on a limb, on the tree, and the tree in the hole, and a hole in the bog down in the valley, oh. Oh, oh, the rattling bog, a bog down in the valley, oh. Oh, oh, the rattling bog, a bog down in the valley, oh. On this twig there was a leaf, a rare leaf, a rattling leaf. Leaf on the twig, and the twig on the branch, and the branch on the limb, on limb, on the tree, and the tree, and the hole, and a hole in the bog down in the valley, oh. Oh, oh, the rattling bog, bog down in the valley, oh. Oh, oh, the rattling bog, bog down in the valley, oh. On this leaf there was a nest, a rare nest, a rattling nest. Nest on a leaf on the twig, on the twig, on the branch, and the branch on the limb, on a limb, on the tree, and the tree, and the hole in the bog, bog down in the valley, oh. Oh, oh, the rattling bog, bog down in the valley, oh. Oh, oh, the rattling bog, bog down in the valley, oh. In this nest there was an egg, a rare egg, an Easter egg. Egg in the nest, and a nest on a leaf on the twig, and the twig on the branch, and the branch on the limb, on a limb, on the tree, and the hole, and the hole, and the bog down in the valley, oh. Oh, oh, the rattling bog down in the valley, oh. Oh, oh, the rattling bog down in the valley, oh. On this egg there was a tick, a rare tick, a rattling tick. Tick on the egg, and the egg, and the nest, and the nest, and a leaf on the twig, and the twig on the branch, and the branch on a limb on the tree, and the hole, and the bog down in the valley, oh. Oh, oh, the rattling bog down in the valley, oh. Oh, oh, the rattling bog down in the valley, oh. On this tick there was a flea, a rare flea, a rattling flea. Flea on the tick, and the tick on the egg, and the egg on the nest, and the nest on the leaf on the twig, and the branch on the limb on the tree, and the hole, and the hole, and the bog, and the bog down in the valley, oh. Oh, oh, the rattling bog down in the valley, oh. Oh, oh, the rattling bog down in the valley, oh. On this flea there was a hare, a rare hare, a rattling hare. Hare on the flea and the tick, and the tick and the egg, and the egg and the nest on a leaf on the twig, and the branch on a limb on the tree, and the hole in the bog down in the valley, oh. Oh, oh, the rattling bog down in the valley, oh. Oh, oh, the rattling bog down in the valley, oh.
Well, the ladies in the harem of the court of King Arachides were just passing by. Oh, the ladies in the harem of the court of King Arachides were just passing by. Oh, the ladies in the harem of the court of King Arachides were just passing by. Oh, the ladies in the harem of the court of King Arachides were just passing by. Oh, the faces in the the ladies in the harem of the Porter King of Raggedas were just passing by. Oh, the faces of the ladies in the harem of the Porter King of Raggedas were just passing by. Oh, the faces of the ladies in the harem of the Porter King of Raggedas were just passing by. Oh, the faces of the ladies in the harem of the Porter King of Raggedas were just passing by. The noses and the faces of the ladies in the harem of the Porter King of Raggedas were just passing by. Oh, the noses and the faces of the ladies in the harem of the Porter King of Raggedas were just passing by. Oh, the noses and the faces of the ladies in the harem of the Porter King of Raggedas were just passing by. Oh, the noses and the faces of the ladies in the harem of the Porter King of Raggedas were just passing by. The powder on the noses and the faces of the ladies in the harem of the Porter King of Raggedas were just passing by. Oh, the powder on the noses and the faces of the ladies in the harem of the Porter King of Raggedas were just passing by. Oh, the powder on the noses and the faces of the ladies in the harem of the Porter King of Raggedas were just passing by. Oh, the powder on the noses and the faces of the ladies in the harem of the Porter King of Raggedas were just passing by. Oh, the boys with the powder on the noses and the faces of the ladies in the harem of the Porter King of Raggedas were just passing by. Oh, the boys with the powder on the noses and the faces of the ladies in the harem of the Porter King of Raggedas were just passing by. Oh, the boys with the powder on the noses and the faces of the ladies in the harem of the Porter King of Raggedas were just passing by. Oh, the boys with the powder on the noses and the faces of the ladies in the harem of the Porter King of Raggedas were just passing by. Oh, the britches and the boys with the powder on the noses and the faces of the ladies in the harem of the Porter King of Raggedas were just passing by. Oh, the britches and the boys with the powder on the noses and the faces of the ladies in the harem of the Porter King of Raggedas were just passing by. Oh, the britches and the boys with the powder on the noses and the faces of the ladies in the harem of the Porter King of Raggedas were just passing by. Oh, the britches and the boys with the powder on the noses and the faces of the ladies in the harem of the Porter King of Raggedas were just passing by. Oh, the same ladies stitched in the britches and the boys with the powder on the noses and the faces of the ladies in the harem of the Porter King of Raggedas were just passing by. Oh, the scintillating stitches and the britches and the boys with the powder on the noses and the faces of the ladies in the harem of the Porter King of Raggedas were just passing by. Oh, the scintillating stitches and the britches and the boys with the powder on the noses and the faces of the ladies in the harem of the Porter King of Raggedas were just passing by. Oh, the scintillating stitches and the britches and the boys with the powder on the noses and the faces of the ladies in the harem of the Porter King of Raggedas were just passing by. Oh, the fascinating witches with the scintillating stitches and the britches and the boys with the powder on the noses and the faces of the ladies in the harem of the Porter King of Raggedas were just passing by. Oh, the fascinating witches with the scintillating stitches and the britches and the boys with the powder on the nose and the face of the ladies in the harem of the Porter King of Raggedas were just passing by. Oh, the fascinating witches with the scintillating stitches and the britches and the boys with the powder on the nose and the face of the ladies in the harem of the Porter King of Raggedas were just passing by. Oh, the fascinating witches with the scintillating stitches and the britches and the boys with the powder on the nose and the face of the ladies in the harem of the Porter King of Raggedas were just passing by. If you want to take a photo of the fascinating witches with the scintillating stitches and the britches and the boys with the powder on the nose and the face of the ladies and hear him recording King of Raggedas, you're too late, because they just passed by.
A bunch of tongue twisters there. We're keeping it light and comical this hour, in lieu of April Fool's Day, of course. And we opened up there with our tongue twisters with Hair of the Dog and Mary Mac, then Danny Quinn with Rattlin' Bog, and then the Irish Descendants in the court of King Caracatus. Yes, indeed, folks, it's being funny this whole hour on Celtic Cafe. And now it's time to bring in some animals to be funny with. And we're going to open up here with the Irish Rovers. And they ask the age-old questions. Pigs can't fly, can they?
I once had a pig that loved me. I lived in a shed in the gum tree. In a middle class, he's drinking Dumfries. But that's that kind of pig was he. Pigs can't swim and pigs can't fly, but pigs can see the wind go by. Pigs make lovely household friends when winter comes and summer ends. Each week that lofty beastie would beg with eyes so misty to take him over to England, his life dreams to fulfill. Pigs can't swim and pigs can't fly, but pigs can see the wind go by. Pigs make lovely household friends when winter comes and summer ends. To plunge into the channel, swim to France would be his gamble. Florence Chadwick couldn't hurl a candle, there's such a daring pig as he. Pigs can't swim and pigs can't fly, but pigs can see the wind go by. Pigs make lovely household friends when winter comes and summer ends.
Are you tired of me? I asked him. Well, will our friendship not be lost on. But he told me I was Grassman, and he needed to be free.
Pigs can swim and pigs can fly, but pigs can see the wind go by. Pigs make lovely household friends when winter comes and summer ends.
So will you take me there tomorrow? And a pig's eye I said with sorrow. So he drowned himself in the bathtub, naughty boy, and I had pork chops for my tea.
Pigs can swim and pigs can fly, but pigs can see the wind go by. Pigs make lovely household friends when winter comes and summer ends. Early in the morning, so early in the morning, so early in the morning, before the break of day.
Delaney had a donkey that everyone admired. Temporarily lazy, permanently tired. A leg at every corner, balancing its head. And a tail to let you know which end it wanted to be fed. Riley slyly said, we've underrated it. Why not train it? Then they took a rag, they rubbed it, scrubbed it, oiled and imbricated it. Got it to the post, and when the starter dropped the flag, there was Riley pushing it, shoving it and shushing it. Hogan, Logan, everyone in town lined up attacking it, shoving it and smacking it. They might as well have tried to push the town hall down. The donkey was eyeing them, openly defying them, winking, blinking, twisting out of place. Riley reversing it, everybody cursing it. The day Delaney's donkey ran the half-mile race. Now the muscles of the mighty, never known to flinch, couldn't move the donkey a quarter of an inch. And Delaney lay exhausted, hanging round its throat, with a grip just like a Scotsman on a £5 note. Starter Carter lined it with the rest of them. When it saw them, it was willing then. It raced up, braced up, ready for the best of them. They started off to cheer it, but the change is mine again. And there was Riley, pushing it, shoving it and shushing it. Hogan, Logan, Mary Ann McGrath, she started poking it, grabbing it and choking it. They kicked her in the bustle and it laughed, hee-haw. The Whigs and Conservatives, the Radical Superlatives, Liberals and Tories, hurry to the place, joined up in unity, helping the community. The day Delaney's donkey ran the half-mile race. Well, the crowd began to cheer it, and Rafferty the judge, he came up to assist them, still it wouldn't budge. And the jockey who was riding it, little John McGee, was so thoroughly disgusted that he went and had his tea. Hagen, Fagan, students of psychology, swore they'd shifted with some dynamite. They bought it, brought it, then without apology, the donkey gave a sneeze that blew the whole lot out of sight. And there was Riley, pushing it, shoving it and shushing it. Hogan, Logan, all the bally crew, police and artillery, the garrison artillery, the second and the skillings and the lifeguards too. They seized it, harried it, they picked it up and carried it, cheered it, steered it to the winning place. Then the bookmakers drew aside, and they all committed suicide. The day Delaney's donkey won the half-mile race.
McGinty, an Irishman, a note, fell into a fortune and bought himself a goat. Says he, now on goat's milk, it's time to have me fill. And when he brought the nanny home, he found it was a bill. Now all of the ladies who live in Tannaloo are all wearing bustles like their mothers used to do. And they each wear a bolster beneath their petticoat, and leave the rest for Providence and Paddy McGinty's goat. Young Nora McCarthy, the knot was gonna tie, washed all her bloomers and hung them out to dry. And along came the goat, and he saw the bits of white, and chewed up all the patterns upon the wedding night. Turn out the lights quick, she shouted out to Pat, although I'm your wife, I'm not worth looking at. I had two of everything I told you when I wrote, and now I've one of nothing left for Paddy McGinty's goat. Off the west coast of Ireland, one morning there was seen, as plain as any pipes on a German submarine, the Coast Guard Mahoney fell over in a fit. And now, says Paddy McGinty's goat, it's time to do me bit. McGinty's goat. Now old Mickey Riley at the races yesterday won a 20-pound note and shouted hip hooray. He held up the note saying, look at what I've got. Along came Paddy McGinty's goat and swallowed all the lot. He's eaten up me banknote, cried Mickey with a jump. They ran for the doctor to get the stomach pump. They pumped and they pumped for the 20-pound note, but all they got was sixpence out of Paddy McGinty's goat. Now this old goat of Pat's had a wondrous appetite. One morning for breakfast he ate some dynamite. A whole box of matches he swallowed all serene. And then he goes and swallows up a quart of kerosene. He sat by the fireside, didn't care a hang. He swallowed a spark and exploded with a bang. So if ever you go to heaven, you can bet your bottom note that the angel with the whiskers on is Paddy McGinty's goat.
Some humorous songs there about animals. We started out with Pigs Can't Fly by the Irish Rovers. Then we went to Delaney's Donkey by Harry O'Donohue. And finished up with Paddy McGinty's Goat by the Ennis Sisters. More humorous songs right here on Celtic Cafe Radio. Coming right up.
Policeman, he's always on our street. A fat and jolly red-faced man, he really is a treat. He's too fine for a policeman, he's never known to frown. And everybody says that he's the happiest man in town. His jolly face had wrinkled and then he shut his eyes. He opened his big mouth, it was a wondrous sight. He said, I must arrest you, he didn't know what for. And then he started laughing and nearly cracked his jaw. Everybody, he's walking down the street. He never can stop laughing. He said he's never tried. But once he did arrest a man and laughed at him. So if you chance to see him while walking round the town, shake him by his fatal hand and give him half a crown. His eyes will beam and sparkle, he'll gurgle with delight. Then you'll start him laughing without even blinking.
I hope we're bringing some smiles to the faces of our listeners this hour on Celtic Cafe. That was Gregory Donaghy with The Laughing Policeman. And now we go to a couple of songs with the number 7 in them. We start out here with 7 Drunken Nights.
As I went home on a Monday night, as drunk could be, I saw a horse outside the door where my old horse should be. Well, I called me wife and I said to her, will you kindly tell to me who owns that horse outside the door where my old horse should be? Silly, you're drunk, you silly old fool, still you cannot see. That's a lovely sow that my mother sent to me. Well, it's many a day I traveled 100 miles or more, but a saddle on a sow sure I never saw before. And as I went home on a Tuesday night, as drunk could be, I saw a coat behind the door where my old coat should be. Well, I called me wife and I said to her, will you kindly tell to me who owns that coat behind the door where my old coat should be. Yelly, you're drunk, you silly old fool, till you cannot see. That's a woolen blanket that my mother sent to me. Well, it's many a day I traveled 100 miles no more, but buttons in a blanket sure I never saw before. And as I went home on a Wednesday night, as drunk could be, I saw a pipe upon the chair where my old pipe should be. Well, I called my wife and I said to her, will you kindly tell to me who owns that pipe upon the chair where my old pipe should be? Yelly, you're drunk, you silly old fool, till you cannot see. That's a lovely tin whistle that my mother sent to me. Well, there's many a day I traveled 100 miles no more, but tobacco in a tin whistle sure I never saw before. And as I went home on a Thursday night, as drunk could be, I saw two boots beneath the bed where my old boots should be. Well, I called me wife and I said to her, will you kindly tell to me who owns them boots beneath the bed where my old boots should be? Yelly, you're drunk, you silly old fool, till you cannot see. They're two lovely geranium pots my mother sent to me. Well, there's many a day I traveled 100 miles no more, but laces in geranium pots I never saw before. And as I went home on a Friday night, as drunk could be, I saw a head inside the bed where my old head should be. Well, I called me wife and I said to her, will you kindly tell to me who owns that head with you in the bed where my old head should be? Yelly, you're drunk, you silly old fool, till you cannot see. That's a baby boy that my mother sent to me. Well, it's many a day I traveled 100 miles or more, but a baby boy with his whiskers on I never saw before.
What can the matter be? Seven old ladies got stuck in the lavatory. They were there from Sunday till Saturday. Nobody knew they were there. The first old lady was old Mrs. Hinder. She came in to fix up a broken suspender that somehow got caught around a masculine gender, but nobody knew she was there. Oh dear, what can the matter be? Seven old ladies got stuck in the lavatory. They were there from Sunday till Saturday. Nobody knew they were there. The next to come in was Penelope Pin. Sure, she only came in for a personal whim, but she got her ass caught between the bowl and the brim, and nobody knew she was there. Oh dear, what can the matter be? Seven old ladies got stuck in the lavatory. They were there from Sunday till Saturday. Nobody knew they were there. The next old lady was old Mrs. Schaefer. She looked around the room, there was no toilet paper. All she could find was a bricklayer's scraper, covered all over with one, two, three, four, five, and oh dear, what can the matter be? Seven old ladies got stuck in the lavatory. They were there from Sunday till Saturday. Nobody knew they were there. The next old lady was Betty Ann Brewster. She sat on the handle and she thought someone goosed her. She said, oh my God, this don't feel like it used her. But nobody knew she was there. And it's oh dear, what can the matter be? Seven old ladies got stuck in the lavatory. They were there from Sunday till Saturday. Nobody knew they were there.
The fifth old lady was Harriet Humphrey. She sat on the toilet and she made herself comfy. When she tried to get up, she couldn't get her bum free, and nobody knew she was there.
Oh dear, what can the matter be? Seven old ladies got stuck in the lavatory. They were there from Sunday till Saturday. Nobody knew they were there.
The sixth old lady was old Mrs. Barrett. She shoved in a quarter to the washroom she started. What a waste of a quarter, 'cause she only farted, and nobody knew she was there.
Oh dear, what can the matter be? Seven old ladies got stuck in the lavatory. They were there from Sunday till Saturday. Nobody knew they were there.
The last old lady was old Mrs. Mason. The toilet was full, so she used the basin. And that was the water that I washed me face in, 'cause I didn't know she was there.
Oh dear, what can the matter be? Seven old ladies got stuck in the lavatory. They were there from Sunday till Saturday. Nobody knew they were there. They were there from Sunday till Saturday. Nobody knew they were there.
Seven old ladies there from anchors away from Newfoundland. And now we move to Scotland for some comedic songs. And we find out what the Scotsman wears below his kilt.
Well, the Scotsman clad in kilt left a bar one evening fair. And one could tell by how he walked that he'd no more than his share. He fumbled round until he could no longer keep his feet, and stumbled off into the grass to sleep beside the street. Ring, ding, diddle, diddle, daddy-o, ring, di, diddly, aye-o. He stumbled off into the grass to sleep beside the street. About that time two young and lovely girls just happened by. One says to the other with a twinkle in her eye, "See yon sleeping Scotsman so strong and handsome built. I wonder if it's true what they don't wear beneath the kilt." Ring, ding, diddle, diddle, daddy-o, ring, di, diddly, aye-o. I wonder if it's true what they don't wear beneath the kilt. They crept upon the sleeping Scotsman quiet as can be, and lifted up his kilt about an inch so they could see. And there behold for them the view beneath his Scottish skirt was nothing more than God had graced him with upon his birth. Ring, ding, diddle, diddle, daddy-o, ring, di, diddly, aye-o, was nothing more than God had graced him with upon his birth. They marveled for a moment, then said, "We must be gone. Let's leave a present for our friend before we move along." As a gift they left a blue silk ribbon tied into a bow. Around the bonny star the Scots kilt did lift and show. Ring, ding, diddle, diddle, daddy-o, ring, di, diddly, aye-o. On the bonny star the Scots tilted a lift and show. Well, the Scotsman walked to nature's call, and he stumbled for the trees. Behind the bush he lifts his kilt and gawks at what he sees. And in a startled voice he says to what's before his eyes, "Oh, lad, I don't know where you've been, but I see that you won first prize." Ring, ding, diddle, diddle, daddy-o, ring, di, diddly, aye-o. Oh, lad, I don't know where you've been, but I see that you won first prize.
Hit the birdie's wooden leg, kick the bairns out the bed, all the fleas ran up her leg, dance Kitty Birdie.
Hey, Jenny Cockerlee, come to bed and cuddle me, I'll give you a cup of tea to keep your belly warm.
School's the best we school, it's made with bricks and plaster. The only thing that's wrong with it is the baldy he did master. He goes to the pub on a Saturday, and he goes to church on Sunday, to pray to God to give him strength to murder the lanes on Monday.
Comedy this whole hour on Celtic Cafe. That's Katie Bardi and Are We School by the Corries. Next up, Clancy Brothers are going to tell us about the old woman from Wexford.
There was an old woman in Wexford town to dwell. She loved her husband dearly, but another man twice as well.
How it be right for little Valera, and be right for Laura Lee.
One day she went to the doctor, some medicine for to find. Said, doctor, give me something that'll make me husband blind.
I won't be right for little Lerel and be right for Laura Lee.
Oh, feed him eggs and marrow bones and make him sup them all. It won't be so very long after that he won't see you at all.
I won't be right for little Lerel and be right for Laura Lee.
So she fed him eggs and marrow bones and made him sup them all. It wasn't so very long after that he couldn't say the one.
Wait, be right for little and be right for Laura Lee.
Says he, I'd go and drown myself, but that might be a sin. Says she, I'll go to the water's edge and I'll help you push it in.
Wait, be right for little and be right for Laura Lee.
The old woman, she went back a bit to get to run and go. The old man blithely stepped aside and she went in below.
With me right for little Lero and me right for Laura Lee.
Oh, how loudly did she roar and how loudly did she bawl. And I hold your wished old woman, says he, sure I can't see you at all.
With me right for little Lero and me right for Laura Lee.
Now she swam and swam and swam and swam and she came to the further brim. The old man got a long lash pull and he pushed her further in.
With me right for little Lero and me right for Laura Lee.
Now eggs or eggs and marrow bones might make your husband blind, but if you want to drown him, you must keep up close behind.
Hit me right for little Lero and me right for Laura Lee.
Some friends and I in a public house playing dominoes one night. Went into the bar, the barman came, his face all chalky white. Puts up, says Brown, have you seen a ghost? Have you seen my Aunt Mariah? Oh, your Aunt Mariah be Jesus, is he? The bloody pub's on fire. A fire, says Brown, what a bit of luck. Everybody follow me. Down to the cellar, if the fire's not there, so we'll have a grand old spree. So we all went down with good old Brown. There the booze was free. And we hadn't been 5 minutes there when we were drunk and disorderly. And there was Brown, upside down, lapping up the whiskey from the floor. Booze, booze, the firemen cried as they came a-knocking on the door. They came a-knocking on the door. Well, don't let them in till it's all lapped up. Somebody shouted, McIntyre.
McIntyre!
And we all got stone blind, paralytic, drunk when the old gun coup got fired. The lady went down to a poured wine tub, gave it a few hard knocks. Then he started taking off his pantaloons, likewise his shoes and socks. Hold on, says Brown, you can't do that, you can't do that down here. No, you can't wash your trousers in a poured wine tub when there's plenty of stale beer. And there was Brown, upside down, lapping up the whiskey from the floor. Booze, booze, the firemen cried as they came a-knocking on the door. They came a-knocking on the door. Well, don't let them in till it's all lapped up. Somebody shouted, McIntyre.
McIntyre!
And we all got stone blind, paralytic, drunk when the old uncle caught fire. Just then there came an awful crash, half the bloody roof gave way. We were almost drowned with a fireman's hose, but we were feeling gay. So up went the blocks and the old tin tacks, we locked ourselves inside. And we sat there drinking pints of beer, till we were bleary-eyed. And there was Brown, upside down, lapping up the whiskey from the floor. Booze, booze, the fireman cried as they came a knocking on the door. They came a knocking on the door. Well, don't let them in till it's all lapped up. Somebody shouted, McIntyre. And we all got stone blind, paralytic, drunk when the old Uncle got fire. And there was Brown, upside down, lapping up the whiskey from the floor. Booze, booze, the fireman cried as they came a knocking on the door. They came a knocking on the door. Well, don't let them in till it's all lapped up. Somebody shouted, McIntyre. And we all got stone blind, paralytic, drunk when the old Unco called fire.
A German clock winder to Dublin once came. Engelbert Schnuck was the old German's name. And as he was making his way along the Strand, he played on his banjo and his music was grand. Singing tooralumma-lumma, tooralumma-lumma, tooralay-ay. A woman came out of Fitzwilliam Square. She said her old clock was in need of a repair. She invited him in, and to her delight, in less than 5 minutes, he had her clock right. Singing tooralumma-lumma, tooralumma-lumma, tooralay-ay. They sat down together, just taking in stock, when all of a sudden there came a loud knock. In walked her husband, and oh what a shock, for to see the old German wind up his wife's clock. Singing tooralumma-lumma, tooralumma-lumma, tooralay-ay. A wife Mary Ann, a wife Mary Ann, why did you take in such an innocent man? For to wind up your clock, leave me on the shelf. If your old clock needs winding, sure I'll wind it meself. Singing tooralumma-lumma, tooralumma-lumma, tooralay-ay. Tooralay, ooralay, ooralay-ay. Tooralumma-lumma, tooralumma-lumma, tooralay-ay.
Have you heard about the big strong man? He lives in a caravan. Have you heard about the Jeffrey Johnson fight? Oh, what a hell of a fight. You can take all the heavyweights you got. We got a lad who can beat the whole lot. He used to ring the bells in the belfry. Now he's gonna fight Jack Dempsey. What's me brother?
Sylvester.
Oh, what's he got?
A row of 40 medals on his chest.
A big chest.
He killed 50 bellmen in the West. He knows no rest. Big of the man has fire. Don't push, just show. Plenty of room for you and me.
He's got an arm.
He's got an arm.
Like a leg.
A lady's leg. And a punch that will sink a battleship.
A big ship.
It takes all the army and the navy to bump the wind up Sylvester.
Well, he thought he'd take a trip to Italy. He thought that he'd go by sea. He jumped off the harbour in New York, and he swam like a man made of cork. He saw the Lusitania in distress.
Oh, what do you do?
He put the Lusitania on his chest.
A big chest.
He drank all the water in the sea. He walked all the way to Italy. That was me, brother
Sylvester.
What's he got?
A row of 40 medals on his chest.
A big chest.
He killed 50 bellmen in the West. He knows no rest. Big of the man has fire. Don't push, just show. Plenty of room for you and me.
He's got an arm.
He's got an arm.
Like a leg.
A lady's leg. And a bunch that will sink a battleship.
A big ship.
It takes all the army and the navy to bump the wind up Sylvester.
Well, he thought he'd take a trip to old Japan. They turned out the whole brass band. He played every instrument they got. Like a lad, sure he beat the whole lot. Now the old church bells will ring.
Bells, bells.
The old church choir will sing.
Hell's fire.
They all turned out to say farewell to my big brother Sylvester. That was me, brother
Sylvester.
What's he got?
A row of 40 medals on his chest.
A big chest.
He killed 50 bellmen in the West. He knows no rest. Big of the man, hell's fire. Don't push, just show. Plenty of room for you and me.
He's got an arm.
He's got an arm.
Like an egg.
A lady's leg.
And a punch that will sink a battleship.
A big ship. It takes all the army and the navy to blow the wind up Sylvester.
More comedy there with the Wolf Tones and the Big Strong Man. Before that, Danny Doyle and the German Clockwinder and Harry O'Donohue and the Old Dung Cow, rather. And we're going to finish up here with a party. It was a party, wasn't it? as the Irish Rovers will tell us.
Could have been the whiskey, might have been the gin, could have been the 3 or 4 6 packs, I don't know, but look at the mess I'm in. My head's like a football, I think I'm gonna die. Tell me, oh my, wasn't that a party? Someone took a grapefruit, wore it like a hat. I saw someone under my kitchen table talking to my old tomcat. They were talking about a hockey, the cat was talking back. Along about that everything went black. Oh, wasn't that a party? I'm sure it's just my memory playing tricks on me. But I think I saw my buddy cutting down my neighbor's street. Could have been the whiskey, could have been the 3 or 4 6 packs, I don't know, but look at the mess I'm in. My head's like a football, I think I'm gonna die. Tell me, oh why, wasn't that a party? Backyard blowing on a siren from somebody's police car. So you see, Your Honor, it was all in fun. That little bitty track meet down on Main Street was just to see if the cops could run. Well, the runners in to see you in an alcoholic haze. I sure can use those 30 days to recover from the party. Could have been the whiskey, could have been the 3 or 4 6 packs, I don't know, but look at the mess I'm in. My head's like a football, I think I'm gonna die. Tell me, oh my, wasn't that a party? Could have been the whiskey, might have been the gin, could have been the 3 or 4 6 packs, I don't know, but look at the mess I'm in. Wasn't that a party? Wasn't that a party? Wasn't that a party? Wasn't that a party?
That's it for this hour of Celtic Cafe Radio. I hope you enjoyed the music as much as I did bringing it to you. And if you did, please tell a friend. Tell all your friends to tune in to Celtic Cafe Radio. Until we meet again, this is Mark Gallagher signing off. Slán lá. Celtic Cafe Radio is brought to you by Rockatoons Productions, home of IrishDJ.com. Don't forget to check us out on the web at CelticCafeRadio.com and like us on Facebook, too.